Hayal.
Hayal. Hey, Chevra. Such an amazing schus to be together. In a certain way, there's no more kaddish time than right now. You know, Yom Kippur was amazingly holy and halig and kaddish and unbelievable for every single one of us. And a lot of us had this chus to be together right here that night. But in a certain sense, right now, we're even more kaddish. Because now we went through the tahara. We went through that process, the kapara, the tahara of Yom Kippur. We're sitting here together. Such a special time. That feeling of tzchadshus with us. I want to just start by giving a little bit of an apology to a lot of the chevra. I came in a very short trip and I haven't had the opportunity to really have lengthy talks with too many guys. And I apologize for that. It hurts me because I love each and every one of you. There's only so much time in a day. I'm trying to ask Hashem for more time. I don't know. Bezer Hashem. But you know, when you have the deepest of ksharim, the deepest of relationships, you know, one day you'll understand between like a husband and a wife. You can sit together, a husband and wife could sit together and not exchange any words and just look into each other's eyes. And there's so much that's understood, and there's so much that's said, and there's so much that's communicated, more than can fill hours of conversation. This is not a cop-out. I wish I had time. I know a lot of chevra, I wish I did have time to sit and talk to everybody. But I hope you guys understand. And I want to say, just to be able to be here and look into your eyes for a moment, and to give each guy a hug, and to share a few words of chizuk at the beginning of the year, at the holiest place in the world, for me was worth the whole trip in. So MS is right now, we're sitting here at the time to try to transition and to prepare for the Heilige Yant of Sukkos. We spent so many days, Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Aser Shmei Tshuva, Yom HaKippurim, with that mode of tshuva, with tshuva in our minds and tshuva in our hearts, trying to get close to Hashem. And now we transition and have a very short time, only a few days to prepare for the Yontav of Sukkos. So what better time and what better place to do that? Now, on one hand, maybe the Rabban Shalom knew we don't need such hachana for Sukkos. We only have a few days because Sukkos is really an outbirth. It's the Peros of Yom Kippur. The Simcha, the Zman Simcha Seinu of Sukkos is a celebration that comes after going through that whole time and feeling the Kedusha and the Tahara and the closeness to Hashem. And therefore, it's just memel, it's natural to be besimcha, I want to be close to Hashem. Without explaining all the details how we do that, but that concept makes so much sense. It should be just a natural progression. But I want to ask one question and try to understand one idea, which I think through this we could understand in a new light the whole entire Yontav of Sukkos. If you pay attention, you're davening. In Davidim, we call all the Yom Tovim by different names. Pesach is not called Pesach, Zman Chereseinu. Zman Chereseinu, the time of our freedom. Shavuos, Zman Matan Toraseinu, the time of the giving of our Torah. And what's Sukkos? What is it? Zman Simchaseinu, the time of our happiness, the time of our joy. Now, based on what I just said, that might make sense on one level. But you ever think about it? Obviously, by Pesach and by Shavuos, in our davening, we're referring to exactly what occurred during this time and what we're celebrating. So Pesach, we became free. Zman Chereseinu. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Physical freedom, spiritual freedom. Thank God we all have physical freedom. We have to thank Hashem for that every moment. We don't thank Hashem enough for that. You know, earlier today I was by Kever Rachel. And I was davening from outside Kever Rachel. As a Kohen, I don't go into Kever Rachel. But for tefillah, there's no more special place in the world, I feel. My own personal hargashas halev than by Mama Rachel. It's always very special. I was davening by Kever Rachel, and a grandmother came out with a few grandchildren from davening inside and started explaining to her grandchildren about the cover, the paroches that covers over the tzion by Kever Rachel. I'm sure all of us were there, and I hope you know what I'm talking about. But there's a very special covering. It was made from the wedding dress of a big tzaddikess, Kaddish Dikayid, Nava Applebaum. Nava Applebaum was a very close friend of mine's sister. And Nava Applebaum, about 14 years ago, went out to dinner with her father, Dr. Applebaum, who was at Tzaddik Yisod Olam, holding in Kol HaTorah Kula. I knew him personally. He was a doctor. He ran Terem. Hopefully you guys won't need it, but that's the place we all run when we're here. He was the director of Terem. He was a big doctor, holding in Kol HaTorah. They went out to eat on Emek Rafaim, in Cafe Hillel, the night before a chasana. And a suicide bomber blew himself up and murdered both of them. And they took the wedding dress, Nava's wedding dress. I've never been inside to see it, but they somehow made it into the covering of Kever Rachel. And this grandmother was telling her grandchildren about that. And it hit me so strongly. You know, when we hear about a terrorist attack, lo aleinu, we should never know from one again. In the moment, in that week, we're really torn, and maybe hopefully shed some tears. But then we forget over time. And here I was thinking, it brought it back that whole time. Because, and I was close with the family in some ways. And I realized that's family. It's so right in front of their face still. Dr. Applebaum's wife and Nava's brothers and family members. Something they think about every day of their life. And how thankful we have to be for what we have. How thankful we have to be that we look at you, look around where you are right now. That itself, so petty what we ask Hashem for sometimes. How much shevach do we give to Hashem? How much praise and lahoidos and lahalal do we give to Hashem? Just for our health. For the ability to be learning in Eretz Yisrael. To be sitting by the Kaisel on Yud Aleph Tishrei. Already a Beis Tishrei now. Just a thought. So Pesach Zman Chereseinu. And that makes sense. Shavuos Zman Matan Toraseinu. So the Torah was given. Sukkot Zman Simcha Seinu. Does that make any sense? Yes, it's a time of Simcha. But what was the occurrence? What do we try? The other two references are to what happened. We were freed from Egypt. We received the Torah. Zman Simcha Seinu. How does that define the Yontif? How does that give us an understanding of this Yontif, this Heilige Yontif of Sukkot? Some of the chevra we learned before, the Gra, I'm not going to discuss that now. But it's kedai to look it up. Just understand the Yontif, because there's no other way to understand the Yontif than understand the Gra. I'll tell you it in a very short way. But basically the Gra explains that what occurred on Sukkot was not like what we think, the Anan Yakovod, the Huts. That could have been then any time of the year. What happened to Tesvav Tishrei? The Gra explains that by the Chet Egel, the Anan Yakovod were taken away. During these days, Moshe Rabbeinu was davening, we were doing tshuva, and we got the second luchos on Yom Kippur, and then a few days later, we finally got back to the Anan HaKavod, which is a symbolism of us and Hashem being back together again, which is what we go through every year, really, if you think about it. And that's what to celebrate. But how's that referred to in Zman Simchaseinu? How do we see that in the word Zman Simchaseinu? So I want to share something new that I learned for the first time this year. I learned this Torah. I learned it on the plane coming here. And I haven't stopped thinking about it. Rav Leibel Eger in Torah Semes says as follows, and I want each and every one of us never to forget this. He says, Pesach, Zman Chereseinu, was all a koach from Hashem. We were on the 49th level of Tumah. We were the lowest of low. We didn't deserve anything Pesach time. We didn't do anything to earn it. Okay, there are chazals about little things that we did, but nothing really enough. We were on the 49th level of Tumah. Halalu ovdei avodah zarah, v'halalu ovdei avodah zarah. We were serving idols just like the Egyptians. Walk like an Egyptian, we were walking. It was all from above. It's what's referred to in Kabbalistic works, Isarusa de la'ela. It was all Hashem giving us a gift, saying, I love you, I care about you, you're my children, even though you're so low, I'm here for you. And he took us out of Mitzrayim and brought all the Giloy Shechina, Ten Makos, Kriyas Yamsuf, to show us, I'm your Tat in Hemel. And a father never leaves a child's side, no matter what. Doesn't matter how low you are. Comes Shavuos, and what happened by Kabbalah to Torah? You could think, okay, God gave us the Torah, that was also from God, but no. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Chazal teach us. He went around to all the nations and wanted to give the Torah. He went to all the nations, and no other nation was willing to accept the Torah. No other nation was willing to say Nasa V'Nishma. No other nation was willing to be Mekabel, the 613 mitzvos, to be subservient to God in every single way that we're supposed to be. So Rav Leibel Eger explains, Shavuos was Yisrusel de Tata. Shavuos was our avoda, to be Mekabel Torah, to accept the Torah. It came from us. We were willing to do. So Pesach is giving completely from Hashem. Shavuos represents our doing back to Hashem, for Hashem. B'chevra, in any relationship, in any healthy relationship, in any beautiful relationship, where there's going to be true simcha, true happiness, it can't be a one-way street. If you have a marriage, and the husband's giving to the wife, and the wife never gives to the husband, it's a marriage that's going to fall apart. And if you have a marriage where the wife is giving to the husband, and the husband's never giving to the wife, it's a marriage that's going to end in divorce. Of course, Ava is rooted in Hav to give. My desire in the relationship is always to give. But the relationship has to work two ways. To be a relationship of simcha, a relationship of joy, of happiness, of shleimus. So too our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vada Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving. And He loves us. And He's opening up our eyes. But we have to give back to the Rabbeinu Shem as well. It has to be a relationship of Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. It has to be a relationship that goes both ways. And come Sukkot, Rav Leibel Eger explains, the Sukkah and Sukkot represents that merger. It represents a relationship where we're showing our love for Hashem, and Hashem is showing His love for us. Think about it for a moment. We just went through Sukkot, and we just went through Yom Kippur. We're preparing for Sukkot. On Yom Kippur, each and every one of us, we were doing for Hashem. We were fasting. We weren't bathing. We were in shul all day. We were giving of ourselves for Hashem. But also we know that Hashem was opening up His arms to be mekabel us, to take us back like a loving father. And we're feeling that and we understand that. And Sukkot time is when we understand the relationship goes both ways. There are times where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to come and open up your eyes and give you some chizuk and you're going to love it easily. Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha, and then v'nashuva, and then you respond. And there are times Hashuva Elai that you have to come first. There are times when we feel it so simply and so easily. We're at a Geshmak Tish, Ne'ilo, last night. It's going to be Simchas Torah. And that's Hashem saying, I love you. Feel this. Feel it. But then we have to show Hashem we love Him back. To show Hashem we love Him back, we have to do for Hashem. We have to follow Torah mitzvahs. When you do for someone, you give to someone, that's how you show you truly love someone. And in the end, you're going to feel great about it. The Gemara, some are learning Kedushin here. Some of you actually learned Kedushin once before, if you remember, I don't know. But maybe some of you feel it the first time. But in Kedushin, there's a case brought down in the Gemara of a woman. Usually the halacha is, to be Mekadosh a woman, a man has to give money, or the value of money, we do a ring, to a woman. To be mat, to koine, to acquire the woman. But there's one case the Gemara talks about, a woman could give to a man. Ever know the case? A woman could give to a man. When it's a person who's a chashiv person, when it's a tam chacham, a tzaddik, a gadol, a chashiv person, that the woman, by giving to that person, and the person accepts it, the woman feels and gains more hana than even the man. And therefore the woman's not giving, the woman's accepting. If you had the opportunity to meet with a president, and you gave the president a present, a picture, and the president hung up the picture in the Oval Office, you gave the present, you'd feel amazing about that. You'd be telling the world about that. The president accepted your present. When we do for the Eibishter, when we do for the Rabbono Shalom, we do from us, we're going to feel such love and great about that as well. And sometimes we're going to feel Him doing for us, and sometimes we have to do for Him. And that's how we'll gain to feel it. Chever, as much as we go from Yom Kippur into Sukkot, Bein HaZmanim, let's be real and honest, can be a dangerous time, Beruchnis. In Yeshiva, everything's so conducive and so structured. And now I have to make it, it's my Avodah. It has to come from me to go to Minyan 3 times a day. It has to come from me to be learning everybody on their level as much as they can. It has to come from me to stay away from all the taiva that exists just as much here as it does in Chutz La'aretz. Let's be real. Zelu mazeh. So on Yom Kippur we all felt it. And some of that was our doing, and some of that was Hashem. Ani ledodi vedodi li. And now it's going to be a little more Yisrus l'data. Now it's going to come a little bit from us. Who's going to step up to that challenge? Who's going to make sure? Who's going to make sure that this is a two-way relationship? Because that's where Rav Leger says the greatest simcha comes from. That's when there's the greatest joy. When it's a relationship with Hashem where He's doing for us and we're doing for Him. And that's why the essence of Sukkot is Zman Simchaseinu. Zman Chereseinu is Hashem doing for us. Zman Matan Chereseinu is us doing for Hashem. Zman Simchaseinu is the synthesis of both Hashem doing for us and Hashem, and us doing for Hashem. And that's why it's brought down in many Svarim, but Rebbe brings it down. If you take the Gematria of Sukkah, Sukkah is Gematria 91. 91 is exactly the synthesis, the combination of Yud-Ke Vav-Ke, which is 26, Yud-He Vav-Ke, and Aleph Dal Nun-Yud, how we pronounce Yud-Ke Vav-Ke, which is 65. 65 plus 26 is 91. So Yud-Ke Vav-Ke and Adnus together is Gematria Sukkah. Why? Shem Havaya, Yud-Ke Vav-Ke, represents Rachamim, mercy, which represents all that Hashem does for us. Hoya hoy v'viyya. He was, He is, and He will always be by our side. He's doidi. Some of us know what I'm referring to from last night, 2 nights ago. He loves us. Ado Shem Adnus is us making Him our master. Is us showing that we're going to do for Him. Is us, we're going to keep Torah mitzvos on the highest of levels. Because I want to do for Hashem just like He does for me. Ani ledodi v'dodi li. So Mirtz Hashem, that's what we're going to do. And therefore Sukkah, which is Man Simchasenu, is exactly that gematria. Exactly the gematria is exactly the gematria of Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Chevra, I know that every single one of us had the feelings that I felt yesterday, had the feelings from Hashem. And now's the time to show Hashem back that we love you as well. And I'll tell you, anytime you do it, you'll see the Ribbono Shel Olam answer back with the biggest hug in the world. I'll just end with a story. It's very short, very simple, about my trip here. I've had the biggest chus in the world for about the past 10 years to be here in this makom for Yom Kippur. MS is the first time we did this Yom Kippur. Mir Tashem, when I come in other times, we get together. Could already put it in a calendar. Shabbos, January 20th, whatever parsha that is. We'll have a Shal Shudis for everybody together. We'll announce exactly where it's going to be. Probably will be right here. It's just the easiest. But we'll figure that out. But you can put it down in your calendar already. It's already booked for that. We'll be together. And hopefully I'll be here before that. Who knows? But I'll tell you, this trip, I've had this chutz for about 10 years. And emes is, some people have taken care of that. One individual for many years decided he wanted me to be here, to be davening with Talmidim, and be here to give chizuk and be here. And then someone else took it over. And about a month before Yom Kippur, this was the first year, I didn't get a phone call. I was waiting to see, you know? It's the guy that's been taken. I didn't get a phone call. Now, I would never reach out. I'm not asking for anything. So, Cheshmi, what's going to be? So I turned to my wife one day. I said, Shandy, I know that, you know, on a chinuch salary, it is what it is. But I'm sorry. I don't know. I didn't get any phone call yet, but I can't be in America for Yom Kippur. I just can't. Whatever it is. I can't. I'm just going to cry all Yom Kippur. I won't be able to daven a word. I've had this chutz for 9 years, okay, I'm spoiled, but I have to be Yom Kippur, Yishalayim HaKodesh, I have to be by the Koisel, Talmidim, I have to be here, I cannot be here. Whatever it is, I'm booking a ticket, it's priceless for me, the Tfilos, Ribbono Shel Olam will bring it back for us, don't worry, we'll be. Okay, I kind of asked permission, but I said, it is what it is, it's happening, so yeah. So she said, okay. So I booked the ticket. With the Shushu Zatah, I just said I have to do it. It was less than a week later, I got a call from the guy that's been taking care of it. And he's apologizing, he's so sorry. He just totally forgot. And of course he wants to send me. I told him, it's thank you, so sweet, but I booked it already. He says, okay, I'm paying for it. I said, no, it's fine, it's not. That day, he brought over a check for more than even I paid for the ticket. So the MS, he's a tzaddik, and he has a lot of schusim. But what you see is, when we do our part, the Eibishter takes care and it always comes back. It's always going to be good. It's always going to be good. Especially when you sacrifice for the Eibishter. And that's the greatest simcha. The greatest simcha is when we're doing for Hashem, and we're feeling what Hashem does for us. And that's the simcha of the sukkah, the simcha of sukkis, the simcha of zman simchasenu, of sukkah, gematria, shem avaya, and adnas. Mirtz Hashem, as the year goes on, there's going to be moments when you feel Hashem's presence so strong. But there are going to be moments when you need to dig down deep and do for Hashem. Realize that's how you're going to have the greatest simcha. The greatest simcha is going to come when even on Friday, you sit and you have a seder, and Shabbos you have a seder. And Friday morning when you went to sleep at 2, you wake up for minyan. And Matzei Shabbos, when your friends are going out, and there's a place you know you shouldn't be going to, and you're not feeling Yisrusu Dalal at that moment, you say, I want to do this for Hashem. and you do your part just like Hashem does his part. And ila dodi v'dodi li. And there are going to be a lot of challenges, each and every one of us on our level, during the next week. But when you pass those challenges, that's when the true simcha will be felt. I want to give everyone a bracha, and every single one of us, all the kedusha and tahara that we felt yesterday should stick with us. We should be zoicha to feel that simcha of anila dodi v'dodi li. Just continue to grow, continue to get closer to Hashem. Everyone should have a year of simcha and a year of bracha every single moment. Bez Hashem is barach.